Well, do turn to that Bible reading in your Bibles if you haven't got that open already, Genesis 42. And let me pray for us before we start. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us. Thank you that our Queen reads your word regularly and she is spiritually fed from it. And we pray that you would spiritually feed us from it today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you can't choose your friends, but you can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. That's what is often said, isn't it? When there's been a row or an argument between brothers and sisters, or between parents and children, or nieces and nephews, or so on. And I wonder how much the Queen was tempted to say exactly that at the end of 1992, her Annus Horribilis. A horrible year. Just to remind us, if we don't know about what happened in that year, Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson separated in March. Princess Anne and Captain Mark Phillips divorced in April. Prince Charles, his affair with Camilla came to light in June, and Charles and Diana separated in December. On top of that, there was a serious fire at Windsor Castle, the family home. They were a broken and a dysfunctional family in 1992. And today, if you're in a tough family situation or in any other difficulty in your life, my hope is that you will see how God's refining mercy is working for your good, even when, especially when, things are really hard and we have to face up to ourselves. Well, we're in the middle of a series of Sundays during which we're looking through the true story of the life of Joseph, the one in the Bible who's famous for having the Technicolor dream coat. And if you've been here over the last few weeks, you'll know that Joseph was the second youngest of a family of 12 brothers, and they lived in a country called Canaan. When Joseph was a lad, he had some dreams, which he and his family were convinced were from God, and that they told him that one day his whole family would bow down to him as their master. His older brothers, 10 of them, didn't really like that. They weren't too impressed with his dreams. So they sold him off to some people traffickers, who in turn sold him as a slave in Egypt. And you'll also know that God was clearly with Joseph through all of this. And so last week, we heard about how Joseph told Pharaoh that God was warning him in a dream that Pharaoh had of a future worldwide famine and 7 years of great harvests were going to happen ahead of that famine. And then there would be 7 awful years where there would be no food grown. And so they better get storing food away now. And on the back of that dream interpretation, Joseph had a rags-to-riches rise. He went from prisoner to prime minister in the space of 1 week. 1 day even. And we left Joseph last week in charge of Egypt's national affairs. Pharaoh's dream had come true. They'd been 7 years of bumper harvests, but now the famine was gripping. In fact, so widespread was the famine that according to the last verse of chapter 41 on page 47 of our Bibles, the last verse, the whole world was coming to Joseph to buy grain. And in this week's installment, the camera pans away from Joseph to start with and back to Canaan, where things weren't shaping up so well for Joseph's family. We see another broken and dysfunctional family, just like the royal family in 1992, for different reasons, but nevertheless, broken and dysfunctional. Or perhaps It's a little bit like your family or a family of friends you know who are close to you, who are going through a hard time at the moment. Well, the famine was gripping Canaan. And so in verse 1 on page 47, we read, when Jacob, the dad, learned that there was grain in Egypt, he said to his sons, "Why do you keep looking at each other? I've heard that there's grain in Egypt. Go down there and buy some for us so that we may live and not die." Words got back to Jacob that all might not be lost. There is food somewhere. But did you notice the mood in that family?